Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Aaron Gurness, and my guest today is Randy Flax, superintendent of the Knoxville School District. Randy, you guys recently purchased new MacBook Pros for all the teachers in the school district, and as well as MacBook Pros will be coming in soon for the students in the school district. Can you explain the purpose of that and how you came about doing that?
Aaron, for the past couple years, schools in Iowa have, I guess, increasingly looked to purchase laptop computers to help their students learn, to open avenues of learning for them, to create new opportunities for connecting to the world, I guess you could say. So we've looked into the program for a little over a year, and with the approval of our Board of Education and their strong support, we decided that we would start our one-to-one laptop program next fall for our students. So we are purchasing and have already entered a lease agreement with Apple to purchase Mac laptops for all of our students in grades 6 through 12. This is a four-year lease program, and probably at the end of 4 years there will be new equipment that will be available. In fact, there's new equipment daily. But anyway, we wanted to provide the most opportunities we could for our students to increase their learning opportunities, to increase their initiative, to allow them to be creative. The limited number of studies that have been done, because this is a relatively new program, have shown that students' writing skills have increased, their reading skills have increased. So, you know, that's a motive for us as well. We purchased the MacBook Pros for our teachers and administrators and had them delivered at the end of May. Provided 2 days of professional development as soon as school was out, because we wanted those computers in the hands of our teachers before the students received them. We hope that the more experiences and the more opportunities our teachers have to play with the computers, to use them in preparing lessons, to communicate with one another and to communicate with teachers will enable us to be ready when the students get their computers in November. We're planning a November 7th, 9th, and 10th rollout for our students, where students and parents will be invited to a meeting, in fact required to come to a meeting in the evening in order to receive those laptop computers. The professional development that was held in June was basically an introduction into Macs, because we have been a PC school for several years. Some of our teachers have Macs and MacBooks at home and have a lot of experience. We have a lot of teachers who already are communicating with their students, keeping up on assignments, doing essays and so forth on the computer so that they can give instantaneous feedback, if you will. So we do have a lot of technology being used in our districts. Even though the laptop computer program will be for students in grades 6 through 12, we also purchased the MacBooks for our elementary teachers, because we want our elementary teachers to use technology as much as possible. All of our elementary classrooms, as well as 6 through 12 classrooms, have projectors, and we use video and technology in our computer labs and in our elementary schools too. So the more that we can provide the technology, because this is the way students learn. They like hands-on, they like the instantaneous interaction that they can have. So this is our district's attempt to provide those learning opportunities for our kids.
Now, this is a big investment. Were there any other schools in the area or any similar sized communities that you looked to as a model before you, or when you came into this investment?
Yeah, there are other schools that we look to. Van Meter is a school district that's been with the program for at least 2 years. I think they're entering their third year. They've had a very successful program. Sidney, Newell Fonda are some of the other districts that have started a little earlier in the state of Iowa. There haven't been very many school districts our size, I think partly because of the investment, but with the sales tax dollars available, this is going to enable us to provide these computers and also follow through with our other physical plant projects. Pleasantville is entering their first year of the laptop project next fall. PCM has completed 1 year. So next fall we're going to hold a joint professional development opportunity for our teachers and Pleasantville's teachers. I've contacted our AEA director. I'm hoping that at least in this region of AEA 11, our area education agency can sponsor professional development in the future for all the schools in this region, because if we're all going this route, you know, why not have joint professional development and provide opportunities for teachers to share their experiences with each other?
What have you heard from teachers already? They've done the professional development. Have you heard any exciting things that they didn't realize they could do that now they're able to do?
You know, there's a lot of excitement among the teaching staff. I think they all realize that this is a tool, and just a tool, that can help them with their instruction and help our students learn more. There's a lot of apprehension. You know, as in every field, I think there are those who are more experienced than others. But we have a real strong core of teachers who are very experienced with technology, very experienced with laptops, and we'll provide all the opportunities we can for them to help others who maybe aren't so experienced.
Is there any concern among parents or teachers about maybe students that don't have access to the best internet access or that kind of thing?
I haven't heard those concerns expressed yet, although I'm sure that they will be expressed. There will be some concerns. What we will do between now and the rollout in November, though, is to provide information to those families for how they can get internet access. We'll visit with the providers to see if there can be anything done to help those people get access. There are also other sites within the school district, you know, the public library. Perhaps we will have to keep one or two of our buildings open a little later into the evening to provide those opportunities as well.
All right. I'm Aaron Gurnis. My guest today was Randy Fleck, the superintendent of the Knoxville School District. Stay tuned for Let's Talk Pella coming up next on the Marion County Midday Magazine.